The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
No combination to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. I don't care what you did yesterday or last year or what you did in your past life. When God forgives you, God has forgotten it. God casts your sins as far as the east from the west. God casts your sins in the sea of unforgetfulness. And we need to wake up and recognize who we really are. You are God's righteousness. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. But you won't begin to walk in that unless you're eating the Word of God. Spiritually, when there's a loss of appetite, there's a lack for desire. There's just a lack of a desire for God, the things of God. Is that right? You lack that desire for God and His righteousness. You see? We think we're all right. We think we don't need any more. It is true, beloved. If you die today, you're going to heaven. But it's also true that when the enemy comes at you tomorrow and you don't have the Word of God, he will defeat you. He will cause you to fall flat on your face. You see, it is the Word of God that is the sword of the Spirit. And there better be some word in your mouth when the enemy tries to bring sickness on you. There ought to be some word in your mouth when the enemy tries to bring chaos and havoc in your home, in your marriage. There ought to be some word in you. When the enemy comes against your children, there ought to be some word in you. And I'm not saying you got to remember it verbatim, but I'm saying you got to have the Spirit of truth down on the inside. And when in the face of challenge, it comes out on the outside. This is why the psalmist David says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." And I submit to you, his word you ought to hide in your heart that you may not disappoint him. Is that right? When you lose weight spiritually, then you lose the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Isn't that what Ephesians 4 tells us, verse 13? We are measured against Christ. We're in the stature of Christ. And spiritually, if you're not eating, if you lost your appetite, you will lose that measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Is that right? Now, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Beatitudes, he says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness." Now, many of us have quoted that verse, but you need to understand the operative verb in that verse, and it is do it. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. In other words, they shall be satisfied. In other words, you want to eat till you're satisfied. Come on, like you do with your natural food, huh? You know, those of you that go to the Golden Corral, you know how many trips you make back to the buffet bar? And you feel like, "I'm not leaving till I'm satisfied." Come on. And that's the promise. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. Now, Luke, the great physician and disciple of Christ, he had a different take on this. He recorded it based on what he heard the Lord say. And here's what Luke thought he heard Jesus say. In Luke chapter 6, verse 21, Luke believed that he heard Jesus say it this way: "Blessed are you who hunger now, you shall be filled." Beloved, you got to be hungry. And you got to be hungry now. Glory to God. Look at somebody and ask him, are you hungry? Look at somebody and ask, are you hungry now? Glory to God. So Luke said, blessed are you who hunger now. Now. For you shall be filled. Now, if you turn to Jeremiah chapter 15, I want to show you how to regain your appetite. If you've lost your appetite, I want to show you how to regain it. Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 16. But before we read it, I want to give you some background here. Now, Israel had been taken off into captivity by the Assyrians, you know, the northern tribes. And then Israel was restored. But the temple was still lying in ruins. Still lying in just a bunch of rubbish. But there was a discovery made. And Jeremiah talks about it here in verse 16. Let's see which verse I'm looking for. Okay, chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah said, your words were found, and I ate them. And I ate them. He found the book of the scroll of God's law in the rubbish of the temple that had been destroyed. And Jeremiah says, when I found your words, I ate them. Now, that sounds like what we heard last week in the vision that God gave the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel saw this hand being extended to him, and in that hand was the book of the scroll, and he heard the voice of the Lord says, eat it. And he says, so I ate. And I ate it till my stomach was full, and it had the sweetness of honey in my mouth. It was like the sweetness of honey in my mouth. So Jeremiah says here, your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah got his appetite restored. And he was able to get the appetite of others restored. Because he found God's word. And he says, when I found it, I ate it. And he says, here's how it affected me. He said, it was the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. This is the attitude we got to have about the word of God. You see? You know, oftentimes we come to church on Sunday and we're looking for all the wrong things. We're looking to be entertained. We're looking for a performance from the preacher. And we want to leave to say, man, wasn't church good? You know, I mean, I was, in fact, one of my former racquetball partners, he goes to a big church here in Raleigh. I won't call the name, but he was telling me how his pastor preached. And he said, yeah, I went to the mornings, the early service, and he preached. I said, what did he preach about? He said, I don't know, man, but it was good. It sure was good. What was good? You see, a lot of folk want gravy, but they don't want no meat and potatoes. You got to have some bread and some meat. And if you're a baby Christian, then you got to drink the milk. Is that right? Now, just like Jeremiah found the word and he ate it, and that word became the joy and the rejoicing in his heart, you must find the word. And when you find it, you eat it. Is that right? You got to be fed and you got to eat. Do you understand what it means to be fed? When you're fed, the word of God is feeding your spirit man. Your spirit man needs to be strong and robust. Your spirit man needs to be in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, your spirit man in you ought to be the same spirit of Christ himself. Amen. But if you don't eat, then you want to experience that. So when you find the word, get fed and eat it. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. God says, and I will give my people pastors after mine own heart that will feed them with knowledge and understanding. See, this is what you're supposed to get when you leave here today. Knowledge and understanding. Is that right? What is knowledge? Knowledge is clarity. It's clarity of the information that you've heard. Clarity of the information you receive. And understanding gives you the ability to apply it to your life. To know how to use it, when to use it, where to use it. And he says, I will give my people. If you're one of God's people, say amen. Now this promises to you, Jeremiah 3:15. God says that I will give my people pastors. After my own heart. Now, please notice, God clearly shows you in that verse that every pastor is not after his heart. Amen. But he says, I will give my people pastors after my own heart. In other words, I want to give you a shepherd that's going to give you the heart of God and not give you what they want to give you, but give you what I've given them to give you. I will give you pastors after my own heart, and they will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And with that knowledge and understanding, you grow. You don't want to be the same place 2 years from now than where you are now spiritually. You want to see yourself growing. You want to see yourself making progress. You want to see that you're not getting upset about the same old little things. Come on. Huh? If your spouse been getting on your nerve, grow in the Word of God, and you get to a place where it just rolls off your back like water rolls off the back of a duck. Huh? And the reason you engage in so much conflict and dispute and arguments is because you still need to grow a little bit more in the Word of God. Because when you get the Word, you know who you are. Come on. You don't have to have a spitting contest with nobody because you know who you are, you know whose you are, and you know your heart is filled with His Word. God says, I'll give you pastors. Now, this is what He did with Peter. And was it John chapter 21? We looked at that last week. Verse 15. Jesus said to Peter, He said, Simon, Barjona, do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than everybody else? And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. And the Lord said to Peter, then feed my sheep. Then he asked him the second time, Simon, son of Barjona, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. Then he said, feed my lamb. Then he asked him the third time, Simon, son of Barjona, do you love me? And Peter was grieved in his heart and says, oh, Lord, you know I love you. You know all things. Then he said to Peter for the third time, feed my sheep. And I take that charge very seriously. I want to give you the Word of God. I want to give you thus saith the Lord. I believe that the Word of God is not only in word only. The kingdom of God is not in word only. 1 Corinthians 4:20, but it's also in power. And the power is in the Word of God. Come on. And when you feed on this Word, you can begin to speak it. And you'll see things changing in your circumstances. You'll see change. Things begin to happen in you first, and then they'll happen around you. Come on. A lot of times we want things to change in our circumstances. We want God to change other folk, but you haven't allowed God to change you first, and you won't be changed until you start feeding on His Word. But you lost your appetite. That's what Paul told the Hebrew Christians. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaken. Assembling of ourselves together as the manner some is, but coming together even the more as we see the day approaching. When we come together to worship, we also come together to hear the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said in Acts You know, Lord, just dropping all the stuff in my spirit. The Apostle Paul said in Acts, the 20th chapter, the 7th verse, he says, on the first day of the week. He says, on the first day of the week. He says, we came together. Paul preached to them, and then they had the breaking of bread. The Bible clearly shows us that when Christians came together in the early church, their main focus was hearing the word of God. That was the main focus. It wasn't the choir, the praise team. It was the word of God. Is that right? Now, stay with me. I'm almost finished. Now, we need to understand something, that God does not excuse sincere ignorance or willful or conscientious stupidity. And it's stupid to know that you can eat, but you don't eat because you have a loss of appetite. What did Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says? My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. God loves you, every one of you. But some of you know what it is to be defeated. Some of you know what it is to get the short end of the stick. Some of you know what it is to be hoodwinked and deceived, taken advantage of. That doesn't mean that God wasn't there. That simply means that you didn't avail yourself of the word of God. And how can you avail yourself of God's word if it's not in you? Huh? And the prophet Hosea says, my people are destroyed. God, speaking through the prophet, says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Please notice, you're not destroyed because of the enemy. You're destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Then God goes on to say, because you rejected knowledge, he says, I will also reject you, for you have forgotten the law of your God. And because you've forgotten the law of the Lord your God, he says, I will forget your children. Now, this is how serious this is. God says, because you have lost your appetite for the word of God, he says, I will lose my appetite to rescue your children. Do you understand that many of your children, even though they're not living for God, even though they're not doing the will of God, God is protecting those children and preserving them because of the pureness of your heart. God's honoring the seed of the word in your heart. And he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And he says, because you rejected knowledge, you shall be no priest to me. How are you going to represent God if you don't know God's word? You will be no priest to me, God says. Because you rejected me, now I reject you. For you have forgotten the law of the Lord your God. And he says, and I will also forget your children. That's how serious this thing is. We want to be fed. We want to eat. And you know, you hear people say sometimes, you know, people, they wander from the north, even to the east, from one seashore to the other seashore, you know, spiritually speaking. You know, they just church hop. Well, what happened? Why'd you leave your church? Well, I wasn't getting fed. Now, wait a minute now. Is it you weren't getting fed or you weren't eating? Big difference. We're quick to tell folks, yeah, I left that church because I wasn't being fed. But I'd like to know, were you eating? And you are what you eat, beloved. And when you lose your appetite, you are not what you don't eat. Now, I'm closing with John chapter 6. The Gospel of John chapter 6. Here we see that Jesus and his word is food for the soul. Glory to God. Now, that's what I talked about last week. I talked about soul food. I wasn't talking about the fried chicken, the cornbread, collard greens. Amen. The macaroni cheese and black-eyed peas. Somebody getting hungry already. Sweet potato pie. I wasn't talking about none of that. I was talking about soul food. Huh? Here in John chapter 6, look at verse 32. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven." Moses prayed and God sent manna down from heaven. But my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Now Jesus says there's bread from heaven, then there's true bread. And he's talking about himself, the way, the truth, and the life. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Please notice that the word of God gives life. The word of God gives life. Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always." In other words, they're hungry. They have an appetite now. Because he said the true bread, the bread of God, when it comes down from heaven, it gives life to the world. And they said, "We're hungry for life. We have an appetite for life. So, Lord, give us this bread always." Then Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst." What are we waiting on? We need to get excited about the word of God. We need to take advantage of every opportunity to hear the preached word, the taught word. We need to read our Bibles and study and search out the scriptures to see whether these things be so. We need to understand that this word is just not words on paper. This is a living word. We need to understand that this word is a life-giving word. We need to understand that this word will overcome sickness. It will overcome trouble, overcome affliction. It would overcome everything the psalmist was going through when he cried out to the Lord and says, "God, hear my prayer and answer me speedily." He was in a world of affliction, in a world of trouble. He says, "Because I forgot to eat." And I'm telling you, when you forget to eat, the enemy's going to come against you and you'll have no defense against him. You know, you have the shield of faith, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Huh? How many want more faith? How many want greater faith? Then you can't have that without having a greater hunger, a greater desire for God's word. So it's the substance, beloved. It's not the form, it's the substance. Huh? Now you say, "I have some people in my church. They found out I was out of town." I don't go out of town like I used to a lot. I don't travel as much. And I never could announce to the church that I was leaving because I know what that meant. That meant that some folks would lose their appetite. Did you hear what I said? So I would just go in stealth, just sneak out. Don't tell nobody. But I had some folks in the church. They would drive up. Supposedly ready to come to church. Then they found that the pastor ain't there today. And one brother, he would just sit out in his car and read the newspaper. When I asked him about it, he said, "Well, I didn't want to hear Larry, Curly, and Mo." And beloved, that's the wrong spirit. Whoever is standing behind this sacred desk and they're giving you God's word, you ought to have an appetite. Your faith cannot be in a man. And if you don't want to come because the pastor won't be there today, guess what? God's going to be there. His word's going to be there. And you got to ask yourself, am I serving God or am I serving the man? And I don't want anybody to serve me, because here's what God does to those that are being served other than him. God destroys idols. And I want to live and not die. I want to accomplish the work He's called me to do. I don't want folk worshiping me. I want to give you the word of God and to you, no matter how you look at me, regardless of the expressions on your faces, I am unbought, unbossed, and I'm unbeholden, and I will give you what thus saith the Lord. And I'm going to preach this word whether you come, whether you don't come. I'm going to preach this word whether you give or you don't give. I'm going to preach this word whether you say amen or you don't say amen. I'll say amen by myself. Amen. Glory to God. Don't lose your appetite. You got to get hungry for the word of God. You want to be hungry. I'm not saying you got to do what I do, but that's my discipline. Every day I meet God in prayer. Then I spend time in a devotional. Then I spend time reading the scriptures. Somebody asked me, why can't you come to this class earlier? There's a 10:30 class I go to, exercise class on Wednesdays. It only lasts for half an hour, core strength training. And they say, well, why can't you get here early and be in the other class, the hour class? I said, I can't get here by that time. I'm still in prayer. I told them just like that. I am still in prayer. Amen. I just can't make it that early. See? I have to give God priority. I have to give His word priority. Amen. You see, I don't want to stand before you and don't have anything to say. And if it ain't in me, it's not coming out of me. Huh? You see? And I'm telling you, you got to get this word in you. It will come out of you. And you'll never know when that situation will arise where God will have you to speak His word. And I'm not saying you got to quote chapter and verse, but you better know the spirit of the word of God. You better have the spirit of truth in you. Come on. We're living a day and a time where men would rather believe a lie than the truth. And why did they believe a lie? Because they've never been taught the truth.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.
I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.